Hey guys, today's another mashup where we found some important clips on the internet. We thought they'd be good for you. We wanted to make sure you heard it. Hopefully it helps. And check those people out after you listen to who they are. For more of these video clips, go to YouTube and search these people's names for more of their content.
Everybody wants to come up with excuses. I'm this, I wasn't born that way.
I'm stuck, I'm in a rut.
I wasn't born here, this.
You can't be lost in life when you're this young.
I'm a female, I'm an immigrant, I'm a minority, I'm transgender. Excuses, reality. The problem is, nobody cares.
Your lack of patience is killing you. It's slowing you down and everybody else. Your need of things is killing you. I need a fucking watch, I need a fucking whip. You need to be happy. Because happiness drives everything. You're not lost in life, you're just early in the process. Everybody's trying to prove something so early. You fucking wrap your head around not giving a fuck about any advancement till you're 29.
Please, whatever it takes, call your grandmother, go to your great grandfather's burial spot, go back to the old country, go to a shelter, do something that recalibrates your perspective on what is actually going on here.
Every person in here fucking won the lotto. You won. Way too many people have made decisions without ever trying. Everybody's judging themselves way too early. You can literally do 4 different things over the next 2 years, 6 months at a time to figure out everything that you think you might like, you should try to do. Doing something around passion is very similar to love. You're blinded because you like it.
It's not rational.
It's not rational.
The number one reason I push patience,
patience. Everybody's looking up to audit themselves where they are now.
It's because patience will give you the air cover to take risks.
Time is your asset. What I would do is gather as many experiences as possible. The one thing a 20-year-old has over me is 20 f***ing years. Get the fuck out of the machine for a second and think about what you're doing here.
You get optimism and patience, you're f***ing off to the f***ing races.
The 99% that achieve are willing to sacrifice, be persistent, put in disproportionate work, and think in 50-year terms, not 50-day terms.
When you were a little kid and you dreamed and everything was possible, when you wanted to be an astronaut or a nurse or a doctor or a lawyer, or you wanted to rule the world, you wanted to be a billionaire, or you wanted to be a mobster criminal, whatever. You had dreams, man. They were big and they were huge and nothing was going to stop you. When's the last time you dreamed? You know, this is about dream creation. You had to dream to be able to create your ideal life. Folks, you got to quit working for the people you work for. You got to quit working for a paycheck. You got to quit just getting by, and you got to quit setting goals based on just money. You need to base your goals and your desired outcomes on your dreams. You know, you need to think bigger, dream big. You need to go to work for your dreams, the things you've always wanted, and then you'll be inspired. And then you'll want to make your dreams happen. Then you can come up with plans that, hey, this and this and this will make this dream happen. Would you not be fully engaged in life? Are you tired of just getting by? Come on, remember when you were a kid? You didn't think in terms of making $8,000 a month. You didn't think like that. You thought about being the richest person in the world because it was possible. The little guy, you know, 4 or 5 years old, has got a brain smaller than the one you have right now, and that was good because the brain wasn't in the way. Your dreams were there. Nobody could tell you. I know little kids that can out-ski me. You know why? Because they know they can. They can do things with a snowboard that I can't do because my brain gets in the way. See, when you were a child, you were going to make big things happen. And somewhere along the line, mommy, daddy, aunt, uncle, you know, friends, relatives, somebody said, no, you can't have that. No, that's not right. No, you're being greedy. You shouldn't want that. So I want you to stop the video right now. And I want you to remember way back when you were dreaming. What did you dream as a child? When you were a kid, what did you dream of? And I want you to write it down.
Where will you be in your business and your life in 36 months? Not because you hope, because you decide. Everyone in this room knows how to create. You're not a manager of your life. You're a creator of your life, or you wouldn't be in this room. How do you create your life? You get hungry for something, don't you? Who has done something in your life that once seemed difficult or impossible, and now it's part of your life? Who's got something in your life in this area? Say I. How did you do it? You created it 3 ways. Number 1, you decided there's something you wanted so bad that you unleashed all your desire. You became obsessed with it. if it was a business or a car or a relationship or a transformation in your body. If there's something you once envisioned and now it's real, it's because you didn't just envision it, you brought so much emotion to it that now it's in your life. It was once a dream, it was once a goal, and now it's in your life. How many have something like that in your life now? Say I. You may take it for granted now. Hopefully not. But it was once just a vision. It may have seemed impossible one time. So how did you do it? You started with a concrete vision of what you wanted, and you focused on it continuously, didn't you? Wherever focus goes, energy flows. You envisioned something, you got clear about it, and then you started thinking about all the reasons why you wanted it. You got excited about it. So this is what's next for me now. I want this.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Street Cop Training Podcast. If you're finding value in this podcast and you think your other friends need to know about it and should listen to it, let them know. Tell a few people. We don't charge anything for this program. All we ask is that you let other people know.